Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, July 3rd. The State Department of Health and Human Services is urging people with symptoms of heart attacks or other health emergencies to seek help. That's because it appears people are avoiding hospitals and emergency rooms during the COVID-19 crisis. Rick Pluta reports.
Lynn Sutphin is with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. She says the state compared health emergency data between mid-March and mid-May of last year to this year. She says between then and now, out-of-hospital cardiac arrests were up by 43%, while ambulance transports were down by 17%.
So, we know that people were not calling 911, we're not taking an ambulance to the hospital.
Sutphin says hospitals in other states are reporting similar experiences. She says hospitals are better equipped now with face shields and other protective equipment to reduce the risk of infection to healthcare workers and patients. I'm Rick Pluta.
Northern Michigan restaurants are bracing for the holiday weekend as downstate bars are facing renewed closures from coronavirus restrictions. In Grand Traverse and Leelanau counties, businesses are still serving the public, many of whom are out-of-town visitors. Travis Beard is the manager at Firefly in downtown Traverse City. He says big events have been canceled, but people are still flocking to the area.
Me personally, and I think some of my staff, are feeling that it kind of amplifies more people to be coming up north to be using our amenities, our restaurants, bars, wineries, breweries, all that fun stuff, which is good, but it also comes with some risk involved.
Beard says staff are anticipating high numbers of diners this weekend. He says with that amount of people in town, you would think that it's a typical summer. Water levels in the Great Lakes continue to remain high. Dan Wanshura reports Lakes Michigan and Huron set new records last month.
Every month this year, Lakes Michigan and Huron have surpassed high water levels set in the 1980s. Lakes Superior, Erie, and Ontario didn't break any records in June, but are still anywhere from 9 to 29 inches above average. Deanna Apps is a scientist with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Detroit.
We do forecast water levels to stay above average on really all of the lakes over the next 6 months.
Major erosion and flooding continues in many communities on the Great Lakes. The U.S. Army Corps is warning those affected by high water levels last year to prepare for similar or worse impacts in the coming months. I'm Dan Wanshura.
Another video that's gone viral shows a tense confrontation in Orion Township in Metro Detroit with an irate white woman holding a black woman and her daughter at gunpoint.
She got the gun on me.
Get away.
She got the gun on me.
What the hell?
With the car. Call him. I'm telling. Get the license plate.
In the video, the black woman says she was almost hit by a van as well. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard says following an investigation, the prosecutor has decided to file charges.
They have reviewed the file with the currently available video, and they have charged both the driver and the passenger with felonious assault, a 4-year felony.
Following arraignment, Jillian and Eric Wustenberg have been released on bond. Eric Wustenberg worked as a coordinator for veteran support services at Oakland University. The university says he has been fired. The Michigan Nonprofit Association has been working with local governments to make sure the state gets an accurate count in the 2020 census. The census means more than just representation in Washington, D.C. It also funds federal programs that could be important for the recovery of Michigan following the coronavirus pandemic. WCMU's Michael Livingston has more.
Due to coronavirus concerns, the U.S. Census Bureau extended the deadline for the 2020 census to the end of October. This gives the Michigan Nonprofit Association more time to capitalize on the outreach campaign it started 2.5 years ago. The campaign involves local governments and nonprofits urging citizens to fill out the census. Joan Gustafson is the External Affairs Officer at the Nonprofit Association. She says the campaign received funding from more than 40 foundations in Michigan, and that it's essential the state gets an accurate count.
We're stuck with these numbers for 10 years. We don't get to do it over. I mean, whatever we get this time is what we get, and all of our federal-funded programs will rely on that count.
So why involve the nonprofit sector in census outreach? Gustafson says it's because the nonprofits interact with locals daily. They hold community events, offer essential services, and employ local residents. A good census count also means more than local representation in Lansing or Washington, D.C. More than half the federal government's allocations goes to Medicare or Medicaid. The census also puts funding into road construction, public housing, community development, and K-12 education. Gustafson says health and safety guidelines from the coronavirus pandemic has made the outreach campaign challenging, but still doable.
A lot of the in-person types of maybe town halls or different activities and events that they had planned, we had to change because they couldn't, you know, see people in person. So we did things like expanded our digital outlets. We made videos.
211 is a dial-up service that connects people to essential resources. It started implementing a census outreach campaign in mid-March. Northeast Executive Director Sarah Kyle says more than 12,000 people have heard a census message during a 211 call.
When you call into 211, before you're delivered to an agent right now, you are going to hear a census message. And it was a hard decision to make because we don't want to delay any time between you expressing a need and then talking to someone live. But our board of directors thought this is one of those times when the census is going to help all of us in the long run. So it was really important to make sure every single caller heard that census message.
The state as a whole has been doing well at filling out the census. Michigan is nearly at a 70% self-response rate as of last week, currently the third best in the nation behind Minnesota and Wisconsin. Chloe Updegraff is the Great Lakes Bay Region Census Hub Coordinator. She says while Michigan as a whole has been doing well, the people that still aren't counted are the ones awareness campaigns are focusing on. People who are without internet access, live in poverty, or have language barriers are historically difficult to count. Latino and African American communities are also disproportionately undercounted. Updegraff says another problematic group are college students. Isabella County has the lowest self-response rate in the Bay region because students are listing themselves under the wrong address.
If you were living in Mount Pleasant or you were living in Saginaw before the pandemic hit, before you went back to your hometown, you know that you're still counted for those college towns. The universities are dependent on it. So many services that the towns are able to offer are dependent on the students being counted.
Last week, the U.S. Census Bureau began reaching out to colleges and universities with significant off-campus student populations. They asked for roster information for those off-campus students. Updegraff says students that lived on campus will automatically be counted as living in their dorms or residence halls.
We've granted out thousands of dollars to local organizations to make sure that census outreach is happening locally. Our goal is to make sure that we're giving voice to the populations that, you know, have been overlooked previously by the census, and that's not going to happen this time.
This is the first year the census is available to be filled out online. I'm Michael Livingston for WCMU News.
And that is your morning news roundup for this Friday, the third day of July, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday.